Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show, where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I'm Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Caroline Gustafson. She is a wellness trainer here at the Lake Region Healthcare Health and Wellness Hub, and she is also the race director for the Lake Region Run, which is coming up on Saturday, June 1st. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
Well, it is crazy to think that this is the 10th year already that Lake Region Healthcare has hosted the Lake Region Run, which supports the Cancer Care and Research Center. Tell us a little bit about the history of the run and what it's done for the Cancer Center.
Sure. Well, we took it over from the YMCA, like you said, 10 years ago, and it started out as the Athletic Republic Run, and I remember the start and finish line was right in front of the Chamber Building.
Yeah.
There was only a couple or 100 participants that year, and it's just steadily grown, and now we're kind of leveling out at over 800 participants a year, and it's just so much fun to see, and it's an event now that people are really recognizing and knowing mm-hmm. that it's going on the first weekend in June. And, you know, every year we give our proceeds to the Lake Region Healthcare Cancer Care and Research Center, and I think over the last 10 years we've probably donated about $50,000.
Wow, that's awesome. What a great show of support from the community for the Cancer Center and also for just their health and wellness in general. And always a great way to kick off the race season. It's kind of one of the first races around the area. So we said this year's race is on Saturday, June 1st. Give us the specifics. What are the distances and the races and the events that you have going on?
The nice thing about our event is that we have a distance for everyone.
Yeah.
The longest distance is the half marathon. That's 13.1 miles around town. There's a half marathon relay. So if you don't want to run quite that far and you have a buddy that will do half of it with you, it's split up into 6.55 mile legs. And there's an exchange zone and you can do it as a team. There's also the 5K, which is our most popular event. That usually has 300 to 400 people in it. And that is the 5K is a 3.1 mile course that goes all the way around Lake Alice, and it's a beautiful run. And then, or walk. You can
right.
walk it too, yep. And then there's also the 1 mile race, which is an out and back on Freiburg. We close that down, and that's a really popular event as well. But we also have a combo run. So if you want to bring your family out and your kids want to run the 1 mile, but you really want to run the 5K, you can register for the combo and do both of the races.
And it's so fun to see that. That's one of my favorite parts of the race, I think, is watching all the kids and their enthusiasm and energy just taking off and the parents with them, and then seeing a lot of those same parents finishing the 5K and kind of modeling that for their kids.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see those kids take off and then their parents realizing how fast their kids
yeah.
are running and they got to keep up. No, it's really fun.
Oh, it certainly is. So we have some registration kind of cutoff dates in terms of what you get. If you want your t-shirt, you have to register by a certain day. Let's talk through those.
Sure. May 20th is the cutoff date. So if you want to register and definitely receive a t-shirt, then you want to register by May 20th. And then you're guaranteed your shirt. And we give away socks if you don't register by May 20th. So we have registration all the way up to the morning of the race. So if it's still something that you can't put in pen in your mm-hmm. in your calendar, just keep us in mind.
And those socks, I have to say, they're not like a
regular pair of
no,
socks.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
It's really not that bad to get a pair of socks because they're some of the nicest running socks you can get. And the swag in general is always pretty awesome. You do a nice job of picking out some great shirts, some great designs, some great medals. Tell us some more about the swag.
Yeah, so every finisher of every event gets a medal as well. The half marathon relay, and the 5K get a very custom medal. And this year it is the Butterfly at Butterfly Park. It's really neat. It's a really cool medal. The 1 mile finishers also get a medal. It's just not quite as custom as the 5K and those longer races, but everyone gets a finisher medal, and it's really fun.
Cool. And the packet pickup is where you will pick up your bib, your shirt, or your socks if you got those, or do on-site registration. And that happens both Friday and Saturday. Let's talk through the details of those.
Sure. Packet pickup is on Friday night, May 31st. From 5 to 8 p.m. at the community arena. You can come down, pick up your packet. You can pick up your entire family's packets, your friends' packets. It doesn't matter. Come down, pick them up. Or if you want to register, you can register that night too. And then Saturday morning of the race, it opens at 6:30, and you can come down, pick up your packet then, or register then as well.
And there's always a place to make some cheer cards if you're going to cheer. We'll probably have some 10-year anniversary stuff on display, I think, too, planned for packet pickup.
Yep. It's going to be a fun time, and it's fun to see that buzz come in because everyone's super excited to kick off the summer and get going.
Yeah, for sure. Just in case, after this winter that we've had, what's your weather policy? We often have people asking about that.
Our weather policy is up mostly to the police department. They keep an eye on the weather, and they ultimately make the call with, you know, in collaboration with the race staff as well. We have been very lucky so far. Last year was probably our worst year for weather when it downpoured,
yeah.
But it will go on. Generally speaking, it might be delayed a little bit here and there. Spots to figure out where, you know, if there is some weather coming in would be our Facebook page, which is open to the public, so you don't have to have Facebook. Always Z103 is down there broadcasting that morning, and they'll keep everyone updated as well.
Perfect. How about for people who live along the route or who are traveling that morning, what should they be on the lookout for?
I would try to stay away from the ice arena area and the school area. Everyone that lives on the route should have received a postcard by today, and they will, it just kind of tells them where the route is and to just, you know, not have garage sales, don't park a lot of vehicles on the street because we'll have runners out there. The 5K course, we completely close to traffic, so Freiburg, Cherry, Cleveland, Lake Alice, and half of Summit Avenue is completely closed off. There's ways around, use Union, go back by the Eagles, that kind of thing. So there is a way around, but please try to stay away from Freiburg the morning of the race.
Definitely. And how about for people who want to be on the course cheering for runners? What are the best spots for that?
The best spot is probably Lake Alice and around the finish line. Every single race, except for the 1 mile, goes by Lake Alice. So you'll get to see the half marathoners, the relayers, the 5Kers. That's probably the most common spot. There's a great, at the finish line, the 5K goes and the half marathon goes a block away, and then they come back. So you can run up the hill real quick, watch them again, and then come back down the hill and watch them finish. So that's pretty fun.
And the runners absolutely love to have you alongside the course cheering them on. It's a tough course, and they need the inspiration.
Yeah, especially those ones that are doing the half marathon or the half marathon relay. The map is at lakeregionrun.com, so if you want to go and check it out, and you can kind of follow the runners along the course if you want, just going point to point and cheering as they go by.
Perfect. We mentioned this is always the kickoff to kind of the race season for the summer. We have a lot of great races in our community, too. Maybe just a shout out for what else is coming up.
Sure. We've got the Running Wild Trail Run, which is the weekend after the Lake Region Run. So that would be June 8th. And then we have the Pebble Lake Youth Triathlon, which is July 27th, and the Hoot Lake Triathlon, which is hosted by the YMCA, that's on July 28th. And then the Foster Run, the Kindred Family Focus Foster Run, will be October 12th this year.
Great races coming up. We're really looking forward to seeing everyone who comes out to run or walk or cheer on.
Or volunteer.
Oh, yeah. Do you still need volunteers?
Yes, we always need volunteers. Great. We usually try to get about 100 volunteers every year, so we can't do it without them. So if you want to participate in the race but you don't want to be on walking or running the course itself, we would love to have you volunteer for us.
And all the information about contacting the volunteer coordinator, about the races, all those things are on the website, lakeregionrun.com. Anything else you want our listeners to know?
Yeah, next year the course is going to change a little bit. We've got a big event in town with the school hosting the section track meet, so we're going to have to be a little bit creative, but we'll still be around the first weekend in June.
Super. Caroline Gustafson, the race director for the Lake Region Run, coming up on Saturday, June 1st. Everything starting and finishing at the Community Arena in Fergus Falls. A great day for our community, and we're looking forward to it. Thanks for all you do to make the Lake Region Run happen.
Thank you.
Caroline Gustafson and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day today, reminding you there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.
Nice.